The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. Beautiful summer afternoon. And we have an awful lot of news to tell you about. Brock Heward will drop by for his weekly visit a little bit later in the broadcast. We've got some stories that you are not going to hear anyplace else. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
There's a story that we've been covering extensively for the last 3 weeks because I have been saying for a long, long time that I think our girls and our women are in serious danger in our society for a variety of reasons. Girls' sports, women's sports being destroyed by a radical gender ideology. It has become quite common for an awful lot of men to view women as nothing but trash because a lot of young men have grown up with porn on their phones from the time they first had irresponsible parents giving them unfettered access to pornography. And with porn, women become just dehumanized. And if you take a 12, 13, 14-year-old brain and you continually imprint it with images of just dehumanizing acts towards women, it turns a lot of monsters out there. And I'm fortunate enough that my daughters, my wife and my daughters are old enough that they have made really good decisions about the guys in their life. I really fear for younger girls in our society. I fear that there is a radical movement to end girls' sports as we know it, which gives girls a lot of empowerment. I don't know too many people who think that Title IX was a bad thing. And then you have all of these guys who believe in dehumanizing women as just a daily course of doing life. Because that's the images that started corrupting and diseasing their brains at such a young age. In Port Townsend, Washington, a couple of weeks ago, you know the story, no doubt, if you are a listener to this show. An 80-year-old woman was using the swimming pool. She went into the shower room. She heard a man's voice. She looked out. She saw an adult male, 18 years, or she saw an adult male with a penis watching. Julie Jaman is the 80-year-old woman. She came on with us again yesterday. And she says that this 18-year-old with male genitalia in a woman's swimsuit was watching little girls take off their swimsuits. The mayor of Port Townsend is a guy named David Faber. And he issued a proclamation that said that Julie Jaman, that her speaking on behalf of those little girls, because what she saw, she's 80 years old. Julie Jaman, by the way, has been a feminist activist her whole life. And she saw what she saw is a guy watching little girls taking off their swimsuits. And she screamed at him to get out. Another Y employee came in and told Julie that she was hateful, that she was transphobic, and that she is given a lifetime ban from the pool at the YMCA in Port Townsend. So the mayor has come out with a proclamation in support of the 18-year-old with male genitalia and against Julie Jaman. We've invited Mayor David Faber to come on the show. And what I've learned in my little exchanges with him is, and I thought this before the information I'm about to share with you, but I thought, oh, this guy apparently has the emotional abilities of maybe a 11 or 12 year old little boy, because when I invited him to come on the show, he would respond with 3 second cartoon memes. Not gonna happen. And then one of my listeners said, why are you afraid to debate these issues? Precisely. He keeps sending out these memes. And then last night I found out some things that are really disturbing about Port Townsend Mayor David Faber. A woman named Mandy Stattmiller Mandy is a journalist. She's worked for the Washington Post, the New York Post. She has a very popular Substack called Rabbit Hole, where she will do some in-depth research into stories like this. And what she found about Port Townsend Mayor David Faber is, to say the very least, disturbing. But it also makes me wonder about the people of Port Townsend. It used to be such a cute little town. And how did they end up voting for this guy as mayor? So back in March of last year, David Faber sent out a tweet, and his Twitter photo is a picture of a dog licking his face. And his tweet was, having sex with a dog to make a yam you are happy with. I don't know what a yam is in that context. But he posts tweets about having sex with dogs. In another tweet in July of this year, Mayor David Faber wrote, as the mayor, I am legally required to be a pervert and deviant. And he said it's legally required as a politician to be absolutely filthy. And then he certainly goes on to back that up. He, in July of this year, just a month ago, he said, I basically have Vaush politics, V-A-U-S-H. I didn't know who Vaush is or was, but Vaush is a very popular YouTuber who has said that he believes child pornography should be legal and available to all. Vaush is somebody who has routinely used the N-word, calls white people crackers, uses the N-word, and believes that child porn should be widely available. This is who the mayor of Port Townsend says that he identifies with politically. I basically have Vaush politics, lib socialist utilitarian. In another tweet, somebody wrote, Pee Wee Herman was not arrested masturbating at a public theater, not like you think. And the mayor of Port Townsend, David Faber, because Pee Wee Herman was arrested for masturbating in a adult theater. And it was like 20 years ago. Mayor of Port Townsend, Pee-wee did nothing wrong. I don't know why he feels a need, a desire, a compulsion to be defending, but that seems to be a theme of his. Another trend that I'm not aware of because I'm just not hip enough, incel pickup lines where you ask somebody to have sex with you and you threaten them if they don't with self-harm. For example, have sex with me or I will kill myself. In response to that, Port Townsend Mayor David Faber tweeted back, I don't see the problem. Coercing sex out of somebody by threatening to kill yourself. And on it goes. There's an international airport, Antonio José de Sucre Airport. And the three-letter airport code for it is a three-letter C word. There's a crude word for male ejaculate. And the mayor of Port Townsend responded when somebody said, hey, look up the airport code for this airport. And it's a three-letter code. Mayor of Port Townsend says, I am going to, and then he uses that phrase, suggesting that he's going to masturbate. I am going to masturbate on this plane. On it goes. Hey, babe, you've got nice cans, around the time of the Cannes Film Festival. And on it goes. I mean, it is really sick, disturbed stuff. And this is who the people of Port Townsend elected their mayor. But these are kind of the dividing lines that we're on right now, where women are under attack in the locker room, the shower room, on sports fields. There are a lot of people who are trying to just take away everything that women have gained over the last couple of generations. I believe that in many cases, I would love to talk with Mayor David Faber. My guess from reading all of his stuff is that his brain was probably corrupted at a young age by all of the stuff so easily available to young boys and men. And Mayor has an open invitation to come on the show, and he knows it. I've extended it a couple of times directly to him, and he always responds with some very emotionally immature response. It's important stuff, because I really do believe that our girls and our women are under attack. And we've seen how it manifests itself here in Seattle, where you have a guy that, you know, was randomly just kicking women in the face. One was sitting on a bus. Another woman was planting flower bulbs. And this one 21-year-old guy just walks up and brutally, randomly kicks women in the face. You have Alexander J., who I'm going to talk about again in just a minute, throwing one woman down light rail stairs, stomping in her head, stabbing another woman 10 times at a bus stop, all allegedly. And now he's been arrested for murder as well. But we're seeing women literally under attack. We're seeing women figuratively under attack. And we see people like the mayor of Port Townsend, David Faber. And there's also a movement. I'm going to talk to the Mandy Stettmiller, who does this Rabbit Hole Substack. I'm going to talk to her in just a few minutes, right after the bottom of the hour. But there's another movement to really, if a woman doesn't buy into radical gender ideology, there's a very crude four-letter acronym that's being used for them, and it's a very violent movement as well, where one of the main messages seems to be to wrap barbed wire around the end of a baseball bat and bash in the head of anybody who doesn't subscribe to radical gender ideology. It's a very violent movement, and it's as sick as can be. And I have an open invitation to Mayor David Faber of Port Townsend to come on and describe all of your tweets about public masturbation and about all the other sick things, whether child porn should be legal, people who use the N-word that are your political idols. I think people deserve to know. But he's hiding right now. He's hiding deep in some cave in Port Townsend, doesn't want to talk about it. And I'm guessing it's because he knows that whatever compulsions he has are indefensible as mayor of Port Townsend. Much more to come. I will talk about this with Mandy Stettmiller, the journalist who found out all of this information, right after the bottom of the hour news. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
Okay, now as I said, the way that all this manifests itself, you have guys like Alexander J., a mentally ill guy walking around Seattle, threw a 62-year-old woman down three flights of stairs at a Sound Transit station. After that, he walked up to the street level and allegedly stabbed a woman 10 times on a Metro bus. And now we find out that Alexander J., who's been sitting in jail since those two attacks on women, he is now charged with murder. The King County prosecutor, they were able, there's a man up on Capitol Hill the day after those attacks on the women. There was a man whose skull had been crushed in by a piece of rebar. Somebody at midnight had taken a piece of rebar and just smashed and smashed and smashed and crushed the skull of this man. Well, the rebar was found in a dumpster. The Washington State lab just came back with an analysis, and they were able to tie this murder to Alexander J. Now, you may remember something else interesting about Alexander J. As he's been sitting in jail, a King County judge said, well, he needs mental health treatment, and since there's no room for him to get mental health treatment, taxpayers, you have to give him $250 per day while he sits in jail.
Government has not provided him a bed to get well in. That's barbaric.
It's barbaric. So to solve our barbarism as a society, she's ordering us to give him $250 a day. And so it's approaching now $33,000 that we get to give to a guy who's on video throwing a woman downstairs, stabbing a woman 10 times, and the prime suspect in the murder crushing the skull of a man. And here is the brother of the man who was allegedly murdered by Alexander J. talking to Fox 13.
He's very artistic. He has great art. I miss him.
And that brother, his name's Nathan, says, and the taxpayers have to pay Alexander J. It's coming up on $30,000 now.
It's ridiculous. It's not right.
It's not right. We are in a very sick society, and all of this being driven by one side of the political spectrum, the misogyny towards women, the vile violence imagery that is directed at women, and the actual crimes themselves. And then judges appointed by Jay Inslee saying, hey, taxpayers, pay the guy who throws women downstairs $250 a day. You know, it's over 30 bucks an hour. There are a lot of hardworking people listening right now who don't make 30 bucks an hour, but an alleged woman attacker, stabber, and man murderer is getting over $30 an hour as he sits in jail. Welcome to our Democrat dystopia. And that is your big lead for today.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
We are going to check the news for you. And then journalist Mandy Stattmiller, who uncovered all of this information about the Port Townsend mayor, she will join us. We'll talk about this horribly disturbing trend, that and much more as we get rolling here on the Dory Monson Show. The information that I learned about Port Townsend Mayor David Faber came courtesy of a great Substack called Rabbit Hole. Mandy Stattmiller, she's a journalist who's worked for the Washington Post, the New York Post, and she does have this Substack that is just absolutely in-depth and very informative. Mandy Stattmiller joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Mandy, great to have you on with me this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me, and thanks for looking into this guy and this emerging scandal, because that's really what it is.
So you've been, I mean, you just have a fantastic piece on your Rabbit Hole of Substack about this guy. What sorts of things have you learned about the mayor of Port Townsend?
Well, he's really wearing his status out, hiding in plain sight, as they say. He tweets openly calling himself a pervert and deviant. He tweets in support of incel pickup lines, which include things like, have sex with me or I'll kill myself. He tweeted that Pee Wee Herman did nothing wrong. And Pee Wee Herman, if people don't remember, was arrested for public masturbation. He jokes about orgasming on a plane, and he has written jokes about referring to women by crude names and their body parts. And I'm a comedian, I love comedy, I'm not for policing comedy or free speech, but
right.
when the agenda that you're pushing is one that really hurts women and centers male sexual fetishes, there's a real, real problem. Something stinks really, really bad in Port Townsend.
Well, and I will say, I was not aware of just how crude the acronym, and it stands for Trans-Exclusionary Radical Feminist, apparently. And I started looking at some of the websites that routinely use that phrase for people like Julie Jaman, the 80-year-old woman who's been kicked out. And it is some of the most graphically violent stuff. And some of the themes in it, Mandy, seem to be wrapping baseball bats with barbed wire and smacking anybody that you call that acronym in the head and killing them. And I mean, as I was reading it last night, I was getting sick to understand that this is a phrase that's being used against an 80-year-old woman who's just, whip sharp in the times I've talked with her, and I'm just as you know, socially conscious as can be. And there are people who want to maim or kill her. It sounds like.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, it's absolutely a purposeful choice to come up with a dehumanizing slur, because it won't really fly if you try and make women be the bullies or the aggressors. Everyone knows in their core that women and little girls are a vulnerable class. So how do you demonize them? You have to come up with a name like TERF, which dehumanizes them, so that people start thinking these people aren't even human. And it's all just anyone who's ever studied cults, mind control, you know, human domination, it's easy to see the tactics that are being employed. But if you haven't, if you're a young person, and if you're someone who's maybe having your good intentions hijacked, you don't necessarily see through that. You get really swept up in the mob.
Right.
If you have a lot of peer pressure telling you, you know, no, this is the bad guy, it's very easy to sort of, I think, hijack well-meaning people's sense of goodness, in that they want to then join in the mob against, again, not a person, a dirty turf. Yeah.
Yeah. A word or an acronym that's been compared to the C word, I've seen.
Oh, yeah. And you know, as Dave Chappelle says, you know, I mean, Dave Chappelle said, I know this movement has a history of making up things to try and win arguments. And that's all it is. It's just made up. Yeah.
Well, the mayor of Port Townsend, one of the other things that he tweeted less than a month ago, he was described, or maybe it was a year ago. I can't tell if it's July 21st of 22 or vice versa.
The one about having sex with a dog?
Well, no, I'll get to that one. This is the one where he said, I basically have Vaush politics, lib socialist utilitarian. I didn't know who Vaush was. So again, I did a little research last night. I found that Vaush is a popular YouTuber who is on the record saying that child pornography should be legal. And this
yeah,
is a guy.
Go ahead.
No, well, but this is a guy that the mayor of Port Townsend wants to politically identify with.
Right. It's a little weird. It's like being it's like saying, what are my politics? Well, anything Roman Polanski likes, you know. You're like, wait, hold up, record scratch. Well, what was that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really disturbing. Why would you be aligning yourself with a guy who? I mean, yeah, I've tweeted the clip. Anyone can watch it. He's on stream saying, do I think child pornography should be legalized? Yes, that is the quote. And
he's also on record as having rather routinely, he says he's now stopped, he rather routinely uses the N-word and calls white people cracker. This is who the mayor of Port Townsend identifies with. I mean, it's really amazing stuff.
Yeah, it seems to be just sort of this edgelord cosplay, you know. I mean, I think everyone secretly wants to, you know, be branded as, oh, look at me, look at how daring I am, and look at how badass I am. And in reality, I mean, you're just the entire world, 99.99% of people who still have their sanity are laughing at you, because you look like a fool. You look like a person who's literally, what are you trying to do? You know, beat up old women? That's how you get your rocks off? Like,
yeah.
why not be a real man and actually, you know, stand up for women? That's what actual men do.
Well, another one from March of last year, and this is the one you just mentioned. He wrote, having sex with a dog to make a yam you are happy with. I don't even know what that means. I don't know
yeah.
if I want to know.
I'm sure it was just, I'm sure it was just in response to someone's joke, you know, that I think the original tweeter, it was a suspended account. But again, yeah, I mean, he acts like a little troll, a little high school troll. And it's really, really disturbing that this guy's actions are having these really adverse effects on women and little girls. How in the hell did this guy ever get in charge of of a city, let alone be the person who's setting the path for what child safeguarding and women's rights are going to be. I mean, no wonder everyone is so mixed up if this guy is in power. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's recalled. He just seems like a menace. Who wants someone who proudly proclaims himself to be a deviant and a pervert to be right. the mayor of a town? That's awful. No one wants that. No one, not a single person.
What scares the bejeebers out of me, Mandy, is, you know, I told you my wife and I have three adult daughters. They've grown up in a world where little boys from about the age of 12 have had access to pornography on their phones, pornography which just routinely dehumanizes, objectifies women. And it scares me that there are so many young men who have grown up with that imprinted in their brains as how we treat women. And then you compound that with the mayor, David Faber, the mayor of Port Townsend, who proudly proclaims that he's a deviant and a pervert and talks about having sex with dogs and supports people who want child pornography to be available and legal. This is a scary world. My girls are, they've gotten past the scariest of times of dating. But for little girls growing up today, it scares the heck out of me, Mandy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think imprinting is exactly the right word. And I think that I would imagine Faber is a victim in some ways, like all of us who've been completely just saturated and overloaded with porn in the modern environment. And I imagine that it has completely scrambled his brain. And I think a lot of people who are in the most extremist aspects of the movement to try and mainstream what Amy Sousa calls a men's sexual entitlement movement are behind the things that he's saying. And leaders set the tone, and that's what makes all of this so dangerous, is that it's one thing to feel scared as a woman because you don't feel safe. Your instincts are kicking in. It doesn't feel right. But then it's another thing when the guy at the top, when there's no hope of getting help, if you go to the police and the police are corrupt, if you go to the mayor and the mayor is corrupt, what hope do you have? I mean, it's literally, you know, I drew comparisons to 1984 where, you know, war is peace, freedom is slavery. And that's what it seems like. He's putting this proclamation that hate isn't welcome here. Well, what is hate? Hate is a woman wanting to have dignity while she undresses and while little girls undress. No man has a right to see that. I don't care if you're, you know, the most special identity that's ever created on the planet. You don't get access to that.
Right.
And the fact that that's actually a mainstream opinion now, that people think that men should be able to be in a women's locker room, is just, that's pure insanity.
It is. And that makes you transphobic, Mandy, that you even say something like that.
The thing is, all of my opinions about trans people, they come from being friends with trans people. The majority of trans people, they are not on board with this hijacking of the movement. They didn't have any desire for any of these rights that are being dictated. They didn't want biology to be denied. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And transphobic has just become completely meaningless at this point, because, I mean, how do you call, you know, millions of veteran feminists phobic of anything? You know, right. If anything, we're phobic of just, you know, this utter insanity that's happening. No one with a brain who hasn't been cowed and intimidated by the mob is on board with what's happening.
Yeah, no, the madness of bizarro world surrounds us all.
And I think we're seeing a turn. I think that's the good thing. I think more people are emboldened.
You're right.
I'm glad you're speaking out, and people just need to keep doing it.
Yep. You just have done some great work on Port Townsend Mayor David Faber. Check out Mandy's work. Her Substack is called Rabbit Hold.
Yeah, I've got it pinned at the top of my Twitter, and my Twitter is just Mandy STADT. And you can see the article up there, and it's free for everyone to read.
Fantastic. All right. Well, great work, and thanks for coming on with me today, Mandy.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Former Washington Post, New York Post reporter, now on Substack at Rabbit Hole, Mandy Stat Miller. Love to hear your thoughts on all of this. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. We're seeing madness in so many ways these days. And our kids just don't seem to matter, you know, whether it's the radical gender ideology. We've been talking about how the public schools in our state are just failing the kids. That's because we have a lot of educators, a lot of administrators, a lot of school board members who would rather impose their personal politics into the schools than the number one job of educating children. And now we're seeing the just outrageous extension of this madness. In Minneapolis, I told you about this yesterday, but now the parents are just outraged. All in the name of racial equity, the Minneapolis Teachers Union has agreed that they will fire teachers or when they have to reduce staff sizes. And they're going to have to reduce them because so many families have left the Minneapolis schools. But they're going to get rid of teachers, not based on how good they are or how lousy they are, but based on skin color. This is another just bend the knee to radical ideology. But the teachers' union says because of generations of racial inequality, we will get rid of white teachers first, which, by the way, is incredibly unconstitutional and illegal. But they don't care because they want to be able to tell everybody, yeah, we're getting rid of whitey. And so it doesn't matter the amount of tenure or seniority the teacher has. It doesn't matter how great a teacher is. The number one factor in them separating from teachers is going to be skin color. And there are parents, black parents, in the district who are furious. One of them is Kendall Qualls, who's also a candidate for governor in Minnesota. And he was on Fox, and they asked him his reaction to getting rid of the white teachers.
Well, first of all, just repugnant. You know, you think about the discrimination that we faced in this country back in the 50s and 60s. It was wrong then. It's wrong now, regardless of who's the victim. It's wrong. And we shouldn't stand for it as a country. And it's why we're involved in making sure we correct this.
And a mom who is black, Kofi Munska, also just can't believe they're going to do this to their kids.
Well, you cannot solve past discrimination with more discrimination. Racism in and of itself is evil. It's wrong. And it's illegal. If people really did discriminate against teachers like the Minneapolis public schools admit they have done, then they need to remedy that and not and fix that and punish the people who are discriminating and not innocent teachers. This causes resentment amongst people of color. These same unions and people like to say it's outside white people, other people causing discrimination against us. Well, really, these policies, no matter what their intent, make it look like we are stupid and dumb and that we can't compete in the marketplace. Right. They make people more racist and right and life harder for me and my kids and people who look like me.
It's really amazing. We're willing to destroy kids' education for political ideology. And by the way, the fact that CRT is in our schools in this state, that's why only 50% of kids pass basic English and why 72% of our kids fail basic math. It's amazing. Okay, we're going to check the news for you. And then the Fastest 15 is coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show.